down. Buzzer beater, do it all now, top corner talking home run. Touchdown, buzzer beater, do it all now, top corner like.
All right, hello everybody. It is Monday, October 27th, 2025, and this is the Monday Report. I'm your host, H. James K., and today, man, so backstory. So I record these on Sundays. So I sat down to record my podcast, the College Football Roundup, like I do every week. I started recording at 7 p.m. sharp, and I was like, and then I did an entire 15-minute segment that it, you can see it. It's in the podcast. I'm not editing out for posterity. I did an entire segment on Texas A&M and LSU and Brian Kelly, and I went to extensive lengths and how they should keep Brian Kelly, and it's, you know, he can still figure it out, and this is a bad time to fire him, and blah, blah, blah. And I did this hour-long podcast, and then I finished my podcast at 8 p.m., and I walk out and immediately learn that LSU fired Brian Kelly while I was recording. So I took an hour, got a drink, consumed all of the news I could about this, and I wrote it up, and now here we are in an emergency podcast. So Brian Kelly has been fired. He had a 34-14 record at LSU. His buyout was apparently $54 million, meaning that is the second largest buyout to be paid in college football history. Per Matt Fortuna, this all began when LSU Athletic Director Scott Woodward had a meeting with Brian Kelly this afternoon, where Woodward asked Kelly to fire offensive coordinator Joe Sloan. Kelly replied that he'd fire offensive line coach Brad Davis as well, which clearly did not go over well with Woodward because Kelly then left the building. Per Matt Moscona, at 8 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, yeah, literally the second I began recording is when this meeting took place, the governor of the state of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, the members of the Louisiana State University Board of Supervisors, and key athletic department boosters held a meeting on the topic of Brian Kelly's employment at LSU, as well as the employment of athletic director Scott Woodward. Woodward was not in the meeting, clearly. At the conclusion of that meeting, Brian Kelly was informed that he was fired. Assistant head coach Frank Wilson will take over as interim head coach. Wilson was a head coach twice before, once at the University of Texas San Antonio, go Roadrunners, and McNeese State. So that's the picture as we know it right now at 9 p.m. on a Sunday. But these things are evolving, and if more news comes out from the time I finish this podcast episode, then, well, I guess that is what it is. Either way, what does this mean for everything? Well, I think LSU made a tremendous mistake. Doing it now, doing it this season, I firmly believe was a mistake because, I mean, Penn State, Florida, Auburn probably, maybe Michigan State, maybe Wisconsin. There's going to be a lot of high-level jobs open this cycle. And I'm sorry, there's only one Lane Kiffin. There's only, you know, there's only so many of those AAA guys who you want. So, I mean, I don't like it, but I guess this was the time, you know. Now, admittedly, the loss to Texas A&M was humiliating. This is a game that was at home, at night, they were leading, and then they gave up 35 straight points and lost 49-25. And they just got outclassed because LSU is not as good as Texas A&M. As you'll know in my podcast episode, I went on and on about how great this Texas A&M team is. So that is self-explanatory. But going forward, the biggest priorities for Frank Wilson, the new interim head coach. Excuse me. I've got like a weird acid reflex thing going on. Very uncomfortable. Probably from all the ranting and raving I did when recording my last podcast episode. Either way, the biggest priority for Frank Wilson now that he's the interim head coach, is to keep the LSU recruiting class together. Because I know for a fact there are players that Michigan had their eye on, that Georgia and Florida and a whole bunch of other teams want to poach. Wide receivers, defensive linemen, the whole works. And if they don't get on top of this, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, like, in the next, like, 5 days, this recruiting class could totally collapse, and a whole bunch of players could decommit and go elsewhere. And now, I know that's not as big of a priority nowadays because you got the portal and everything, but you still want to keep the guys in Louisiana, the guys who you have from your pipelines from Florida and Alabama and Mississippi. You want to keep those guys in your recruiting class, because a team that is a contender has to have a core of guys that you recruit out of high school who have your culture. You can't just build a roster in the portal. As we've seen with Colorado and North Carolina this year, you cannot just replace the entire roster and be, you know, a team. You have to have a core of guys. Now, for Indiana, because Cignetti brought a whole bunch of players from James Madison with him to Indiana, they had a core that understood the culture. But for most teams, it's got to be high school guys, where you can shape a core over time and build a culture. So for LSU, keeping that high school recruiting class together is going to be huge. Now, obviously, the next high priority for the administration at LSU is finding a new head coach. And the obvious candidates are obvious. You've got Lane Kiffin, the Ole Miss head coach. Duh. He's clearly the top priority for everyone. Other than him, you've got Marcus Freeman, the head coach at Notre Dame. Totally obvious. But ones that are less obvious are Brent Key, the head coach at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's having a really great season. He's done great things at Georgia Tech. You also got Eli Drinkwitz, the head coach at Mizzou, who's really built a real good program at Missouri. They're really winning this year. They did just drop a game to Vandy that kind of knocks them out of playoff contention, but he's still a great coach. Other candidates you've got would be Jeff Brohm, the Louisville head coach. Now, this one ain't happening. That's not going to happen. He played quarterback for Louisville. He's the favorite son who was brought back to restore Louisville football. It ain't happening. But you have to mention his name because, in my opinion, he's one of the probably five best head coaches in college football. I really like Jeff Brohm. And other names, you've got Will Stein, the current offensive coordinator at Oregon. And he's an interesting idea, but he's not as experienced. He's a younger guy, and he's, I don't know if you want to go that route at LSU, but, he's been a name that's being thrown around. And then, obviously, you got James Franklin, the now former head coach at Penn State. And then in the group of five ranks, you've got Alex Galesh, the head coach at South Florida. And then you have John Summerall, the head coach at Tulane University. Now, of all of those candidates, the one I would go with above all else is John Summerall. He's from Louisiana. He understands the culture of the state of Louisiana. He recruits in Louisiana. He's everything that Brian Kelly wasn't. Brian Kelly was a guy from the Midwest. He's from the North. He didn't understand the culture at Louisiana. He didn't really fit in. It was a weird fit. Now, I thought he could work out eventually because I think he's a good coach. But it was clear and obvious to everyone that he just didn't fit in with the culture of the state of Louisiana. So, in my opinion, you go with John Summerall. What he's done at Tulane is really impressive. They're year in and year out, they're one of those teams that's in the group of five playoff bid conversation. This year, I think it's probably going to be Memphis or South Florida. But Tulane is in the hunt, and John Summerall is a great coach. Do I think they can land John Summerall? Obviously. But knowing how college football works, they're going to probably go after Lane Kiffin. Now, this gives interesting because Kiffin, he's got a good thing going at Ole Miss, but Florida wants him, LSU wants him. It's the Billy Squire song. Everybody wants you. Cue the guitar riff. If I'm Lane Kiffin, I'm telling Ole Miss, listen, you pay me $12 million, I'm staying. That's it. That's what I say. You give me $12 million, I'm staying at Ole Miss. These two, that's it. Otherwise, I'm leaving. But you know, they'll pay him because he's the best coach Ole Miss has had, like, in 20 years. So I think he should stay at Ole Miss. But now here's what's interesting. If you're Lane and you're like, I'm leaving, do you go to Ole Miss or do you go to Florida? Personally, I think you go to LSU. Not Ole Miss. You go to, if you're choosing between LSU and Florida, I think you go to LSU because there's less turmoil amongst the boosters. There's less interference with the administration than there is at Florida. Florida is notorious, not like Auburn notorious, but there's a lot of people, there's a lot of roosters in the hen house at Florida. And if you're a guy like John Sumrall or Lane Kiffin, who's, and you're going to get a lot of buy-in from the administration, they're going to give you a little bit of rope. Maybe you get 2 or 3 years to kind of figure it out and build up, because, you know, to hit the ground running and get into the playoffs and get into the SEC championship game. Now, a complication to all of this is there's talk that LSU might fire Scott Woodward, their athletic director. That hasn't happened yet as of 9 p.m. I'll check again, but, you know, these things are ever evolving. But let's see. So right now he hasn't been fired, so far as I know. No, he has not. Not yet. But if they end up firing Woodward, then you've got to get a new athletic director before you can even contemplate getting a head coach. And whoever your new athletic director is going to have his own vision. Now, if you get someone who likes big names, like Scott Woodward, then you probably say, here's $15 million, Lane Kiffin, come to LSU. Now, if you want someone who, if you get an athletic director who wants more of like a program builder or wants someone from Louisiana, then you probably go after John Sumrall and you don't even talk about Lane Kiffin. Or you give it a cursory look, but in the end, you really focus on guys like Drinkwitz and Sumrall and Brent Key, you know. So before we can really get to the head coach thing, you got to nail down what's going on with the athletic department, you know, with the athletic director. Because that influences everything. You know, Dave Brandon was the Michigan athletic director under Brady Hoke. He took over after Bill Martin was fired in 2009. And his big thing was, if there's a powerful athletic director, there cannot be a powerful head coach and vice versa. So he didn't want guys like Les Miles and Jim Harbaugh and guys with big personalities who would demand on being the man in the football personality. He wanted someone he could bully around. So he got Brady Hoke. And Brady Hoke was clearly not the first choice for Michigan head coach, but he was someone that Dave Brandon could kind of bully and dominate, you know, be domineering and everything. So Dave Brandon never really gave Michigan's football program the support it needed, and he never wanted to pay for expensive coaches. So Michigan basically had a group of five head coach and coaching staff. You know, I mean, yeah, Greg Madison was a good defensive coordinator, but the offensive staff was bad. Brady Hoke wasn't up to it and everything. So when the Hoke era collapsed, they fired Dave Brandon, and they hired, oh God, I forget what his name was. He was the CEO of a company. He came in because he played for Bo Schembechler. He understood what Michigan football was, and he was going to be a steward for 1 year as an interim thing until the administration could find a longer-term solution. So he got Jim Harbaugh, and he told Harbaugh, anyone you want to bring in, I'll pay for it. The university is going to give you the staff. We're going to do everything that we didn't do with Michigan football. So Michigan got Jim Harbaugh, and they got DJ Durkin as their defensive coordinator, and Tim Drevno, and Jed Fish, and Pep Hamilton, and all these guys that Harbaugh wanted, and he got his staff, and it was a good staff, and Michigan turned around really quickly. And then, obviously, he stepped away because he was only doing it for 1 year, and Michigan got Ward Manuel. And Ward Manuel is a guy who has never been afraid of shelling out to get good quality coaches. After Durkin left, he immediately went out and helped Harbaugh get Don Brown. And Don Brown was a high-profile hire at the time. And when that didn't work out, it was Mike McDonald and then Jesse Minter. And now, you know, Wink Martindale. And he's been willing to hire high-quality assistants. And Dusty May at the Michigan basketball program is their new head coach. That was a very high-profile hire. So the entire athletic, the football program is shaped by what your athletic director wants. If your athletic director is someone who's willing to spend the money to get the quality guys and step back and let the head coach be the head coach, then that's what you're going to. But if you have someone who wants to be in command, who has to be, you know, who has to have the biggest dick in the room, then you're probably not going to get someone like Lane Kiffin. You're going to get someone like Jason Eck or Alex Galesh, someone who is quote-unquote qualified, air quotes, but is someone that can be bullied, and, you know, a guy like Billy Napier, you know what I mean? So LSU has to absolutely nail their next athletic director hire if they fire Scott Woodward. Now, personally, I think they're going to fire Scott Woodward. His tenure has been very rocky at LSU, and the fact that he wasn't in the meeting with the governor and the board of supervisors and the boosters, I think he's gone. He out of there. So that's going to be that, you know, it's keep the recruiting class together with the interim coach, hire a new athletic director who has a clear vision, who knows what he's doing, and then hire a good quality head coach that fits in with the athletic director's vision. All of that's going to happen over the next 5 months. Well, 3 months, really. It's going to be the next 3 months because the portal opens January 2nd and goes from the 2nd to the 9th. So, that's where we're at. Brian Kelly has been fired. Egg on my face for having like a 10-minute segment on why they should keep him. But, you know what? I already recorded it. I'm not editing it out. So, there it is. Now, do I think Brian Kelly is going to get another job? Abso-freaking-lutely. I think within 2 years, I think he's going to go do a year of TV, kind of rehab his image, and then he'll be back in a team in the Midwest. Now, if you're Michigan State, you fire Jonathan Smith and you say, what will it cost to get you to come to Michigan State? I think he would be perfect at Michigan State. Not only because Michigan, historically speaking, beats Brian Kelly, but I think he's a good coach. I think he'd really be able to develop something at Michigan State. I think that'd be a perfect fit. Very Midwest. I mean, he was the head coach at Cincinnati before he was the head coach at Notre Dame. So he's got ties to the region. I think that would be, if you're Michigan State, fire Jonathan Smith and go after Brian Kelly. I think that's the play. Because he's a talent who's going to get snatched up. And if he doesn't want to come right back into coaching, he wants to take a year off, then go be on ESPN as a consultant, or CBS, or Fox Sports, and spend a year critiquing other people for a change, and rehabbing your image, and reminding people how smart you are as a football mind. And then pick your shot and go be a head coach in 2027. Either way, I did not believe I would be making another one of these, hey, this head coach got fired videos. So far, I've made one for Mike Gundy, James Franklin, Billy Napier, and now Brian Kelly. Can we go for 5? Does this coaching carousel get even freaking crazier? I don't know. But if it does, then we're probably going to make another one of these episodes as a bonus. So, for those of you listening on Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, and everywhere else that podcasts are available, thank you, thank you, thank you. Spread the word, leave a like, or subscribe, or however that works. Spread the word so we can keep this thing growing and everything. For those of you watching on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell icon so you get all the notifications. And please leave a comment because it helps with the algorithm and it tells me they're there. And, you know, share your thoughts. I want to hear what all of you think. All right. My name is H. James K. Thank y'all for tuning in. Until next time.